and there's no place like Winston County.
How is it different from other places?
Well, it's just people are different, and of course, you know, when you're, when I was born here in the county, when I visited my uncle up here, I used to like to come up and visit him, and so I just love the people here. They're genuine. They're just simple people, and even especially where we live out in the Pebble community, they're very. If anything happens to one of the neighbors, they always. Someone that always helped them, and I just love the county.
Mm-hmm. I didn't quite get straight as long as we're still talking about the different places where you lived. You were born in Addison, and you lived there for 4 years, and then where did you move to?
To Nauvoo.
Yeah.
And lived in Nauvoo for 3 years. Moved from there to Flat Creek.
Is that also in the county?
And it's right close to the county of Walker, and it's close to Walker and Jefferson County, they're right at the edge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then from Flat Creek, we moved to Crumley's Chapel, that's out from Birmingham.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then from Crumley's Chapel, we moved to Empire, which is in Walker County.
Mm-hmm.
And from Empire, we moved to Odenville.
What was that one?
Odenville. Odenville.
Okay.
And then lived there for 4 years, and we moved from there to Trustville.
What was that one?
Trustville.
Okay.
And Trustville, we moved to Bradford.
Sounds like the life of a Methodist minister.
That's
all right.
Right, Bradford.
About how many years did you stay in each place?
About 4 years each place. Then from Bradford we moved to Altoona.
Mm-hmm. So you said that you finished high school in Altoona.
In Altoona, yeah.
Meanwhile you went 4 years in each of these other places.
Well, from 3 to 4 years. Dad usually stayed in place 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be the, you know, Methodist preacher used to stay at a place 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and we stayed at our first place 5 years, though.
Mm-hmm.
Then from Altoona, we moved to Warrior, and then we moved from Warrior to Anniston, and I went in the ministry from Anniston, and that's when. In fact, I got a job working at the Ordnance Depot up in Anniston there. Made enough to buy myself some clothes and a car and some books and a diamond ring, and then I read to go into the ministry.
Mm. You have to have a diamond ring to go into the ministry?
Yes, because I had to give something to wife, Becky said.
Oh, okay.
We've had some great stories. I've got some great stories I could tell you, but some things happen in our ministry is very interesting. But
I wish you would tell me, if you've got the time.
Well, this particular one, our first place was Rimlap. And there was, this just one of the instances, a Negro boy there named Bob. One night about 10 o'clock, Bob came up to the house. I was already going to bed. It was cold and
mm-hmm.
and about 8 above 0, something like that. And he asked for Mr. G's wife. She said, he's already going to bed. Bob says, anything I'm going to do? She says, he said, no, I want to see Mr.